from round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Pablo for Breakfast.
King of the Nerds back with us once again. Adam Ross, good morning.
Good to be here, Pablo.
Now, I know that you're probably calling in sick to work on Monday and you'll be glued to the screen because, of course, it is Oscar season.
Yeah, time to dust off the tux, I reckon, for Monday. I take this stuff very seriously, Pablo. I like Oscars more than my birthday and Christmas, maybe even combined. I honestly do. I love it. Cannot get enough of it.
Well, let's talk about some of those big categories. We'll save Best Picture for the last one, but yeah. I thought we could start with Best Actor, Best Actress. Where do you think this is going to go?
Well, look, I mean, we've had a lot of other awards that have come up, like a lot of the Guild Awards. We've had the BAFTAs. We've had the Golden Globes and stuff like that. There is a website called Gold Derby because there are people that gamble on this. I mean, you know, people gamble on everything. And so, you know, they have kind of odds favorites and stuff like that. I think, look, for Best Actor, Cillian Murphy so far has the most traction to win for Oppenheimer. And it's a very strange thing to as well for a film to win, you know, that's a biopic and for that actor not to win. You know, like, I mean, if Gandhi gets Best Picture, Ben Kingsley's got to win Best Actor. You know, you think that. I mean, we've had some exceptions like Beautiful Mind won and Russell didn't win that year. But Cillian is the favorite. But I think Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers could maybe slip in here because, you know, these are voted on by your peers and people within the industry. And Giamatti has been putting in, you know, rock solid character work for a very, very long period of time. So that could be an upset in that category.
And actress?
And for actress, I think, look, this is Lily Gladstone's to lose. I think that, you know, now and then a film just has this one extremely kind of radiant element. And for Killers of the Flower Moon, despite it having De Niro, DiCaprio and Scorsese involved, Lily Gladstone is the discovery of that film. So she is the odds-on favourite and has been cleaning up everywhere. Emma Stone, though, is hot on her heels for Poor Things. So there could be another upset here as well. But, you know, I mean, Emma's already got one. So sometimes that factors in for the voters, whether, like, this person has already been celebrated, so maybe we should give it someone else.
Now, supporting role, obviously crucial in good movies. Who's the front runner?
Now, look, I think that so for best supporting actor, I think this is Robert Downey Jr.'s to lose. I think that, you know, there's a very interesting thing. He's reinvented himself in multiple times. And I think, you know, when the dust settles on everything and the history books are closed on cinema, has there ever been a bigger comeback in the history than Robert Downey Jr.? You know, I mean, the guy was, you know, unemployable. And now, you know, it's this absolute, you know, like monolithic, you know, box office star from Sherlock Holmes and his Marvel Universe films. And he's, you know, he's never got an Oscar. He has been nominated twice beforehand, but this third nomination, he could score for Oppenheimer. The funny thing is that the person following him next is Ryan Gosling playing Ken in Barbie. So, you know, I mean, Ryan, even as a young man, has got an incredible filmography, and I think that there's something really humorous about him having an Oscar in his bathroom for playing Ken in the Barbie movie if he does win. So, for supporting actresses here, Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers is the absolute clear favorite. I think that this is one of the biggest locks of the entire night. Hot on her heels is probably Emily Blunt or maybe Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple. But I think that, I think Divine is the absolute lock in that category.
Now, Best Director, where would you say this going?
Look, everyone thinks that this is Nolan's year. And I don't worship at the altar of Nolan like a lot of other film bros kind of do. I think that, you know, he's a very good technician. I find his films to be quite, cold, cynical, like clinical and talky, but I think that, you know, I can't, though, underestimate his contribution to cinema for the last 20 years, you know. So, I mean, he had a small film following, but ever since he really kind of landed with Memento, everything that he has done has had, you know, a major cast and a major kind of impact in popular culture. And so I think that celebration of his entire career, it is deserved. I can't complain about that whatsoever. Yorgos Lanthimos could be a surprise here for Poor Things. You know, he's been delivering great work for the last decade as well. So I think that it's really up to those two, and I don't think any of the other categories. Even my mate Martin Scorsese, I don't think, has a chance for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Now, when it comes to Best Picture, I mean, it's Barbie, it's Oppenheimer, and potentially an Anatomy of the Fall in the mix?
Oh, look, there's, you know, I mean, it's a really strong lineup this year. I mean, I've seen every film a couple of times, and I love all of them. I think that it is, it's undisputed that Oppenheimer is going to win. I think that, you know, like, I mean, it's just got incredible traction across every other, award ceremony that it's gone over. The Holdovers is nipping a little bit at its heels just because, you know, I guess Alexander Payne's film represents an old school form of filmmaking. So maybe older voters might want to celebrate that. But the way that it's looking, if you're a gambling man, put the mortgage on Oppenheimer. I think that's your safest bet. I think that, as much as Barbie is the film of the year in terms of its cultural impact and its marketing and things like that, I think we'll see a lot of Barbie-themed sketches, and this year's awards are being hosted by Jimmy Kimmel for the fourth time. I find him to be a great host. I think so that there'll be a lot of pink on the red carpet for Barbie, no doubt, but I don't think that Barbie's got a chance of winning Best Picture.
I haven't seen either of them yet.
Now they're all available to rent on streaming. Anatomy of a Fall comes onto streaming in 2 more weeks, but everything else, Poor Things is now for free on Disney as of today, but everything else you can rent and buy through Apple or through Amazon. So if you want to have make your eyes square over the weekend and catch up, you can bang a few of those.
Adam Ross, always good to chat. We'll see you in a week.
Thanks, Pablo.
The feel-good start to your day.
This is Pablo for Breakfast. It's Triple M.